lengthened and made it.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Howard Chapman. I will be chairing the Public Services Committee this afternoon. And first item on the agenda is call to order, so I will call the meeting to order. Next item is approval of the minutes from the June 5th, 2023 meeting.
Move to approve.
Motion made to approve, motion to second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Next item is public comments. Is there anyone here who wants to provide public comments on the Public Services Committee? Seeing none, we'll go on to item number four, which is employee years of service recognition. Mr. Weiss.
Chris, if you can come up. Mr. Chapman, members of committee, it's my pleasure to recognize Chris Hartzell for 10 years of service with the town of Mount Pleasant. Chris started his career as a vehicle operator in the Streets and Drainage Division in April of 2014. I think you ran a Vector truck, didn't you, Chris?
Yes.
And he held this position for 2 years. In July of 2016, Chris was promoted to the title of the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System Inspector, NPDES. And he did this within the Stormwater Division within the Public Services Department. In November of 2020, the Stormwater Division, or that function, moved to EDS when it was established, and Chris continued to in his role as an inspector within EDS. In July of 2021, Chris was promoted to an infrastructure foreman, and he came back to the Public Services Department, where he led a team of 12 employees, which included the ditch crews, the vector trucks, and the street sweeper. In October of 2023, Chris was promoted again to the operations coordinator, which is a position he serves in now within the infrastructure division. He's the number two in command of the infrastructure division, and he's essential in coordinating and scheduling the daily maintenance and repair of all the town's infrastructure. Chris, your commitment to excellence and exceptional work ethic has set the standard for the entire infrastructure division. The outstanding service you provide to the residents of Mount Pleasant is a testament to your leadership and dedication to the town. It's an honor working with you. Thank you for everything you've done and will continue to do, and congratulations on 10 years of service with the town.
Okay, next item on the agenda is budget review for Public Services Department general fund operating expenditures.
I'll start, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, members of the committee. Hello again. Please flip to the Public Services tab in your budget. It's page 62. And so I'll review the highlights, which span different funds, including capital. And of course, Mr. Weiss is here to answer as many questions as necessary. The department budget is requested to increase just over 5%. Most of those funds are in two categories, salaries and wages. It includes our wage plan and contractual. And so if you'll flip to the very next page, you'll see the adjustments to capital, and they're fairly significant. Just the top two alone are our largest expenditures. It's maintenance of our right-of-ways. We have a certain level of quality that we offer to our citizens and visitors, and line item number one is essential to maintaining that quality. The transfer contract at our operations center, you know, when the debris is dumped, needs to be hauled away, and that's the contractor paid for the contractor to do that. And then so on with pine straw and maintenance throughout the town of many different things. Mr. Weiss's operations, you know, has many different pieces to it and many responsibilities. Maintenance of our assets and facilities is paramount. And so that is the operating side of the budget. We can answer as many questions as you like. The biggest story, or as important of a story, found on our capital side, which, as you know from the presentation last week is divided into three areas. Asset replacement are our vehicles. So if you go to page 19, we can review those with you. I'm sorry, page 119. Okay, and so it starts here, and several different items here that pertain to public services department. Street signs in there for $100,000. Our rollout carts, our program there is $100,000. Overall, in fact, the budget here is down about $70,000. We've finalized much of our sign replacement program and some other things. So not quite the same amount of money is authorized here, but I did want you to see resources being requested in that area. Comprehensive maintenance plan. This is the biggest area. You'll flip back to 115. And there's lots to talk about in here. And so I mentioned what is required of Mr. Weiss's department. And here are the resources to support townwide facilities. That is about 75% of the way down under the category public service maintenance. You'll see townwide facility maintenance at, let's see here, just over $2 million. So right at $2 million is what we're putting in. That's more than prior years. So we're proud of that amount of money that we can free up to support our facilities. And the very last line on that page is our stormwater repair and rehab, $1.7 million, another significant contribution towards maintaining what we have. Recall last week at the budget committee, that was a major theme of the budget, was maintaining what we have and the resources that we have. CIP, we can flip there. I won't ask you to. It's page 131. But you know what these projects are. It's Alhambra Hall renovations and the site, which is a fully funded project. I would really appreciate your attention on page 122 to show the new vehicles that we have proposed. And page 122, you'll see the Public Services Department vehicles, garbage truck at the very top. Just interestingly, how garbage truck is $300,000. The price of these vehicles are really have really grown over the years. There's a knuckle boom loader at 223, and then four loaders, and just below that, five scows. And this page demonstrates major investment in the upkeep and replacement of our vehicle fleet. And so after that, Mr. Chairman, I know there's a lot to talk about here, but in summary, I mentioned the two real big changes on the operating side, salary, and then some right-of-way maintenance and things like that on the operating, and then the big items on facility maintenance and then other assets. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any members of the committee have questions?
I was just wondering. I was just wondering what a Georgia buggy is.
it's a rideable wheelbarrow, basically. It's a cart, a buggy that has a wheelbarrow front that dumps, so you can carry heavy loads back.
Okay. Thank you,
sir.
Any other questions, Mr. Brownstein?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I recently met with a representative from the Seaside Farms HOA, and they've done some, what I would say, innovative work to plant native vegetation around some of their drainage areas. And I noticed that we have some money in our budget dedicated to dealing with some of those issues as well. I just wanted to see if it's on our radar to, as a town, perhaps when we're redoing drainage areas, maybe engaging in similar practices to what the Seaside Farms HOA did to stabilize the banks and perhaps prohibit or prevent having to go in and dredge the whole thing out periodically. And speaking with them, they viewed it as a opportunity not only to improve the environment, but also to save some money on their long-term maintenance costs. And I'm just curious if that's on our radar as a town, and if we have some opportunities to do similar.
A lot of the ponds in the town aren't the town's for maintenance. They belong to the Homeowners Association and all. So, but we have done some projects like that. There was the pond at Park West, one of the ponds there. We basically used that as a pilot program to show what could be done with town, with ponds and planting native species around it and things like that. So we have done it in the past. It's something we will do moving forward as we have to, you know, do maintenance on the ponds. So it's something that we do keep in mind as we tackle them.
Great. Because, I think just looking around at all the ponds and lagoons and ditches in our area, while some of them, like you said, don't fall under our purview, it would be nice for us to be setting a good example for what others can do. So thank you very much for that.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions from the committee?
Well, I just want to make a statement as well. I was talking to the head of Waterworks and about the Children's Circle there, and he's very interested in partnering up with the town to put some more, I think, bushes and things in there and really make that look a lot better than what it looks like now. So that's nice that he's willing to go in half with us. So maybe if somebody can contact him and ask him about it, I think it would be great.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions?
You know, that's come up before. And one I would characterize differently the appearance of that roundabout. I have heard from Waterworks before about wishing that was landscaped a little better. I think our people do a nice job out there. The trouble with shrubs at some level is they start to become a sight line issue for oncoming traffic.
Sure.
And so it's, we have to be very careful with what's out there. I'm not even sure. Well, I'll just leave it at that. But we're happy to reach out, investigate.
Yeah, he didn't go into any details of what he wanted, but he just offered, and I wanted to bring it forward because he said that they would certainly split whatever it would be with us because they want to, they want to make it nice, since it is, something for the kids who, perished in car accidents and things like that. Yeah. He thought it was good for them. I thought it was good for them to reach out like that. I haven't seen him do that in my tenure on the council.
Well, he's welcome to contact me and discuss it.
Okay.
The other challenge with roundabouts is people go through them sometimes. And so the landscaping is hard to maintain and hard to match when you have to replace old landscaping with new landscaping.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Brownstein.
On the right-of-way maintenance line item, I noticed it's about $1 million. Is that the greenery, is that the company that does that for us, or is that a combination of multiple companies and contracts?
Right now, Pleasant Places is our right-of-way maintenance contractor, but I believe that'll be going out for rebid this next fiscal year.
And in terms of those right-of-ways, are we, some types of vegetation take more maintenance than others? Are we looking at those to try to make them as low maintenance as possible?
Yes, sir. I'm all about low maintenance. And one of the things we did within the last couple of years was we commissioned a study to kind of redesign the islands on Highway 17. And some of the funding in the CMP portion of this is designed to go in and start replacing those islands with more sustainable, lower maintenance plants. The intent is to leave the trees unless if they're diseased or hit, and then go in with other bushes. And sometimes less is more, but we've got to make sure it meets DOT requirements and everything. So it's a time consuming process, but it's in the works.
Any other questions? I have one, and that is similar to what I did. the Fire Committee and Police Committee, and that is that last year there was a very good effort to look at specific departments in terms of how we compare with other communities in the area, and public services was one of them. And it appears that the budget continues that, and I just want to make sure that's the case, Mr. DeMora.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are there any other questions? I'll entertain a motion to recommend to full council acceptance of the budget for public services.
So moved.
Motion made. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded to recommend approval of the public services budget to the full town council. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll call for the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. It is recommended that public services budget be approved by town council.
Thank you.
Seeing no other items on the agenda, we'll adjourn the public services committee.